How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. Do you feel isolated and alone on your journey? Are you surrounded by people that aren't really supportive, who are constantly questioning what you're doing, your dietary choices, and they think you need to eat something else? And it really leaves you frustrated because you just crave people, you crave community, you want to be surrounded by people who are actually supporting you and who understand you. And I feel like most of us have gone through something similar or are experiencing something similar at the moment, because the truth is the majority of the world population is still not on this path. And maybe some will never be on this path, but I truly believe that more and more are coming to the realization of self-healing and self-discovery. So you are just being a pioneer. Look at it this way. Look at it from this perspective. Because yes, right now you feel like you are alone, but the more you come into your own power, the more you step up for yourself and show up for yourself, and the healthier you become, the higher you will vibrate, and then other people around you will see you for who you truly are. And most of the time, family and friends and close family, they are really worried because they don't have all the knowledge that we have. They truly want the best for us, but they don't know that this path that we chose is the best for us. So we truly need to show them, but it takes time, it takes patience, because especially in the beginning, it takes a while to adjust to this new lifestyle of raw foods or even veganism, eating more whole foods, plant-based. So it is a long journey for sure, but the more we step into our own power, the more the people around us will realize that this is the path that is right for us. And it doesn't always mean that they will jump on the same path or they will agree with everything we say, but the more healthy we become and the more fulfilled we feel ourselves, the more acceptive and interested even will other people around us become. That is what I experienced in my life. And I totally feel you if you feel alone, but there are ways that you can work around that. I would say in most cases it is possible, and this is a practical tip I can give you right now, is to really take initiative. If you feel alone and if you feel like you're not surrounded by people who are on a similar path, maybe there are actually so many people around you, or at least a few people around you close by in the next town or next city who feel the same way, but they just don't know, you just don't know each other yet. So how can we connect? Well, in today's world, it was never really easier to connect with like-minded people because we have social media. So what you could do is you can go on Facebook, you can create a raw vegan group or even a vegan group, or whatever you are really like into and you what you are looking for. And let's say you want to connect with more fruitarians or raw vegans or people who are at least interested in this healing path of raw foods. So you could create a small local group, which you could just name it your town or your city, and then raw vegans of, let's say, Ohio or whatever. And then you could make an event, let's say put a date on it. In 2 weeks you want to meet 5 people or 10 people who are like-minded, who are interested in the same topics. So you just create an event, and then you can use this event and share it in other groups. For example, if you are into raw foods, as we just said, you can repost this event into vegan or vegetarian groups. And usually these groups are a little bit bigger because more people are interested in veganism. But most of the time in these groups of vegans, we find other people that are interested in raw foods, but these people are hiding in there or in these bigger groups because there are no raw food groups yet. So you could take the initiative and create these groups and make an event and invite people by sharing it into bigger groups. And then I'm 100% sure that you will find at least a few people that are interested, and then you can meet and boom, like in a matter of a few days or a few weeks, you created a small community, which now can grow because each person has social media usually, and they can share, well, we had a nice meeting, and you can take some pictures. And that's how we can very easily and very simple and very quickly create small communities which have a big potential to grow. And then you could set up weekly or monthly community meetings where you just share some fruit, some raw food or some vegan food, whatever you are interested in. And yeah, that's how simple it really is. But you really need to take initiative. Get out of your victim zone, I would say. Like if you think, oh, there are no people, I'm alone, then you are victimizing yourself. Because truly there are usually like-minded people around us or close by. So it's just about connecting with them and finding them. And I'm sure you can do it. If you really want to. So yeah, this is just a really practical tip for getting out of our comfort zone, first of all, and then second of all, connecting with like-minded people if you really choose to and want to create a community around us. So yeah, thank you for tuning into this very short episode, and I hope to see you in the next one.